Yes, there is a global strategy on cholera control with a target to reduce cholera deaths by 90% in 2030, which was launched in 2017, and South Sudan as one of the countries who has committed to that. As South Sudan, to achieve a cholera zero country, for cholera, you have to have a multi-sectoral approach. It's mm-hmm. not only a health approach. And to that, in South Sudan here, we have the cholera task force, which is meeting bi-weekly. And this task force is incorporated with several stakeholders, including WASH, health and social mobilization and community engagement. Mm-hmm. And as part of the work of this task force is the training, the preparation trainings mm-hmm. that we have conducted it last week.
Right. Yeah. And yes, Samuel, you're from UNICEF and you're the WASH officer. How many workers have been trained and have they been sent out to the fields already?
Thank you. I'm Samuel Madul, the WASH specialist with UNICEF. As doctor said, it's a joint effort, and at national trainings have been done, and also we are tailoring the same trainings and capacity building of social mobilizers at the states and counties, such that we have network of social mobilizers creating awareness to people
right.
on how to have proper hygiene in the villages and keeping safe water. And by doing that, we are encouraging the management or control of cholera at household level,
right.
not in public, but from the household. Because when you have proper hygiene practices of proper hand washing at the household, a child, a mother, and the father and the other siblings will be practicing it and they will scale it.
Right. Thank you so much, Samuel. And Dr. Alice, do you have anything to add?
Yes, last week we WHO and UNICEF supported the National Minister of Health to conduct three sets of training back to back. We managed to train over 100 staff, including partners, Minister of Health staff, mm-hmm. and the health facility staff. As you know, Juba is a hotspot area for cholera. So we have trained health officers from over 16 health facilities, which we call them the cholera or the acute watery diarrhea sentinel sites.
Mm-hmm.
So those trainings, one of the training was a TOT training, and those who were trained were MOH staff and partners. They're going to cascade these trainings to the other hotspot areas in
right.
South Sudan.
Yes. Right. So they have already been sent out to the field.
They have already been sent out, and mm-hmm. also we, as I said, we have several hotspot areas for cholera from the previous outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
So all these areas, the Minister of Health have sent a letter out to the states to activate the cholera task force so
right.
that they prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So these trainings have started in some of the hotspot areas.
All right.
Yes.
Now, Doctor, you said fighting against cholera is a multi-sectional approach, and it's not just for the Ministry of Health. How do we plan to achieve a cholera-free South Sudan?
Yeah, as I said before, cholera in South Sudan is not a new thing. Since the 2013 crisis, we have been having cholera 2014, 2015, 16, and 17, which was declared over in February 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we did not have a cholera. But we one of the actions that have been taken by Minister of Health, supported by World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the other partners, is that we have conducted OCV. We call it OCV. This is the cholera cholera vaccine. We managed to bring over 3.4 million doses of cholera vaccine, and those vaccines were targeted to the hotspot areas within South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the approaches. Also the preparedness, as my colleague have said, the social mobilization, the awareing the community about the the how to prevent themselves from cholera. And also another thing, I said multisectoral. Okay, we have the Minister of Water and Sanitation. Also, you know, cholera is an orophical disease, yep. cause. Yeah, so one of the things is cholera is transmitted through contaminated water and food.
Mm-hmm.
So to have also a safe water, a safe drinking water, is also one of the approaches that we can...
Right. Right. Thank you so much, Doctor, for that. Now, the vaccines, have people started receiving the vaccines, and where do they go for them? Are they free?
Yeah, the vaccine was given last year. Mm. So far this year, we have not started now, but it has been given starting 2017 and 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. Now, Samuel, with all these rains that are wreaking havoc, how can we prevent ourselves from cholera? Because the homes have been submerged, and with cholera, there are many filth that runs with the water. So how can we prevent ourselves?
Thank you. As we said, it's an integrated approach. I earlier talked of integrated social mobilization network, and their work is to inform the households wherever they are, both in the hot spots areas and in other normal setting.
So how practically, for somebody who is listening in and they are experiencing floods, how can they prevent themselves?
A flood is another aspect of that contribute to cholera because of stagnation, which is something that a household can prevent if they develop proper channel to channel water out.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect is this water, once it goes to the Nile, does it come back to person as it is, or it is treated? So one aspect that we are doing, UNICEF is doing with the partners and supporting the Urban Water Corporation, both in Juba and other location, is enabling them to have consumables to run water quality, so that the water that you see in trucks in Juba is treated. And this is the effort of the partners to ensure that the water that people get is not contaminated. So the aspect that we need to ensure as consumers is to ensure that the water we are taking is not just fetched from any other source, but from designated sources that are being operated by the municipality.
Right. Thank you, Samuel. Yes, Doctor, how can we practically prevent ourselves from cholera?
Yeah, we have joint cholera messages which have been worked on with all the partners and Minister of Health, like wash your hands with safe water and soap. This is one of the key messages. Then drink safe water. Wash fruits and vegetables with safe water also. Cook food thoroughly and eat the food while it's hot. And use of latrines, or if in case there is no latrines, you have to bury your feces. Those are five key messages that we always send out to the residents.
Right. Now, Samuel, as a WASH officer, what is the importance of keeping our environment clean? Wash our hands. What is the fuss about washing hands?
Oh, thank you. The whole aspect of keeping the environment clean starts with protection of the environment, both from fecal matter, those are the feces. So ensure you have a latrine, as the doctor said. The latrine should be covered and kept clean so that the flies that would have carried around the contaminant will be contained. Once you do that, the hands are our killers because they carry germs from everywhere we touch, but from the latrines and the rest. So once we keep our hands clean, wash them with water thoroughly and soap or hatches, it will also eliminate those aspects that would have escape from the containment of feces.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, as I earlier said, is the safe water chain. You ensure you get treated water, keep it safe from the storage to drinking.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Alice, as a doctor, when does one know that they have cholera? And is there some first aid given to a patient displaying signs that are probably related to cholera? And where can one go for treatment?
Yes, we have case definitions for cholera. Like now, in a setting where we don't have any outbreak confirmed for cholera, we say that any person aged 2 years and above presenting with three or more watery stool within 24 hours, and also presenting with severe dehydration, or any person who died from severe dehydration or diarrhea. This one is a suspected case of cholera. But in case we confirm an outbreak, which we don't have now in the country, is any age, even 1 year old, even 6 months old. So the first aid for cholera, we have the ORS, the oral rehydration salt. In case you don't have it, we mix 1 spoon of salt with 6 spoons of water in 1 liter, 6 spoons of sugar, in 1 liter of water. This has been effective. You can save like 80% of the cholera cases by only using ORS. Mm. Yeah, and if somebody is having these symptoms or these signs, you have to rush immediately to the nearest health facilities.
Right.
Yeah, but also in case that we have a cholera outbreak here, which we don't have now, we will have this, we call it oral rehydration points. It will be in the neighborhoods, in the residence areas, so that it safe people. When you have this diarrhea, you rush there, they give you the ORS, they monitor until they call the ambulance. Mm. And also we'll have cholera treatment centers and cholera treatment units. And already from our experience from the previous years, we have these areas and these centers, and we are now preparing it. We have prepositioned supplies there in case of anything.
Right.
Yeah, and the main thing to control cholera is the early detection. And as WHO, as working with Minister of Health, we have our surveillance system. We have our LIND, which are currently also used for EVD, the 666 four times. If you have any symptoms, you just call the 666 and we'll be able to guide you on how to go to the health facilities or what to do as a first aid until you reach the health facilities.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Alice. Now, before I let you go, I'll start with you, Samuel. Do you have anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
Thank you. One thing I want to request from the listeners is that message is one thing and practice is another thing. So once the social mobilizers in the communities goes out telling you on how to keep yourself safe from cholera, do it as they say, not just them coming to you and talk and then you do different thing. For example, if they tell you to wash your hands after visiting a latrine with safe water, with water and soap, do it as they say, because this is the key practice that can prevent you from getting cholera.
Right. Thank you so much.
And other practices.
Thank you so much, Samuel. And Dr. Alice.
Yes, we know that this is the rainy season, and cholera always come in the rainy season. So far, we don't have any confirmation. We don't have any cholera outbreak. I'm just urging the community to, as he said, to prevent cholera is to use safe water, drinking water. Yeah, just follow the 5 steps. Wash your hands with safe water, and in case of any alert, they can call 6666.
Right. Yes. And Dr. Alice Ladeau and Samuel Modul, thank you so much for your time.
Welcome.
Thank you.